Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Yay.
So we're on a time limit today because, you know, we're at the bottom of the ladder here, it seems, at this radio station because we get kicked out of our studio by 10 o'clock. It's 10:05.
They're knocking
on the door. They're raging at the door.
Are we ever in good stead here?
No.
Oh, never.
No, we are sometimes.
Sometimes, but usually not. Usually we're in trouble or need to move on or have caused a rift.
We're just going from room to room all morning
terrible.
After the show. It really pisses me off.
You just want an office, don't you?
Oh, how good would our own office be? That would be the funnest office.
They tried to give us an office, but they gave us moldy couches.
And we were like, not for us. No. And then, you know what? Just to be able to stay in this studio as long as we want. That's all we ask. Yeah. We used to be able to.
Oh, Come on in.
Come in, Jackson.
We're doing the podcast opener.
Hello.
Just, talking about how much we get moved out, like how we have to be moved out of here all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's literally what I was coming down. Geordie was too scared to come talk to you guys. She wanted me to suss out how many minutes yous have got left before she can record her shift, the poor darling.
Oh, wait, is she the
how
poor
annoying.
Darling or is it us?
Record your shift before the day.
Oh, you've got a letter.
I've also got a present for you guys.
Oh, oh what? No.
Can I open it?
Yeah. I've already
opened it. New FM, care of Jackson Brana.
So is it
this?
From you?
It's a mysterious envelope.
No.
From IP Publicity in Potts Point.
Oh.
Tickets?
Oh, tickets to Pippin, the musical.
Yay! Pippin.
Oh, how good.
Are you going to go, Maddie?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm so excited.
Great
Isn't
musical.
It a weeknight, though?
Is it? What's the date? Look on the ticket.
Sunday the 29th of November. Great.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Well, look, they're for listeners, not for us.
Oh, I'm going.
Sorry, Dolly.
It was addressed to moi.
Lay Jita calls up and wins them on Monday.
How convenient.
Very good. Thank you, Jackson. You can tell Geordie we're done now.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all done.
Enjoy the podcast.
He sweetened us up with
some tickets.
With a gift.
Pippin tickets. The musical now. Ticketmaster, if you want to go.
Yeah, buy your own tickets if you can't win them.
How much are they worth?
Everyone has to buy
At least $80.
Oh, no, it doesn't say.
No, they always, complimentary.
Yeah, bloody hell. All right, well, have a great weekend, guys. Jade, Halloween party
tomorrow.
Jackson's coming. He's just told me that he's changed his mind.
Oh, I was talking to Jackson. I wish, but it's okay. He's got his husband's birthday party. So an acceptable excuse,
what
I
did
must
you
say.
Buy him, Jackson?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
They don't share gifts.
Classic.
Oh, he's so rich. You don't buy anything.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have just bought a house and you're doing all building and stuff, so understandable.
I've been obsessed with this sound effect for the last week. All right, guys, enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
See ya.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
Hello.
How are we?
Thank God it's here.
What are you doing tomorrow, Cruvo? Any plans?
Nah, pretty chill.
Relaxing weekend?
Yeah,
me too.
Which is good. What are you up to, Jade? Anything on?
I'm actually working on Saturday.
That
but
went
then it's
straight over your head.
I know. And then it's my Halloween party.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yes,
is it?
One
it
more
is.
Sleep.
So, yeah, I'm so excited.
I went over to Jade's yesterday because we made vodka jelly shots for the party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're on again, are they?
They're on again,
they're
off
on
again.
Again.
They are on again.
They're though. Made, they're done.
Made, done, set, hopefully. Anyway, Jade goes through her whole house and shows me every single item that she purchased for Halloween. Decorations. I'm not against it. I'm just making a point.
Yeah.
How many
good.
Were there, roughly?
Oh. I can't
10?
Even explain. No, maybe like 70. There's an
really?
Yeah.
A bit, yeah.
There's 70 to 100
I'd actually
items.
Do not want to add up the receipts.
I want to get the tour of them all when I come.
When you get, they'll be all up by the time you're there.
I'm so excited.
But you all get the tour, so no, it's very exciting.
It's spooktacular.
It reminds me of like a big stage production. Like they've just thought of everything.
Because you haven't been in a play for a while, have you?
No, it's been 2 years.
You're missing the theatre, aren't you?
Yeah, I am missing the theatre.
But yeah, very good. It's going to be great. I think, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this.
Yeah.
I think you have the best decorated house for Halloween in the whole of the Hunter.
Aww, thank you. That's really sweet.
I don't think anybody here has spent as much as you have on Halloween this year.
Well, I've seen a couple of places around, around town, so it'll be interesting to see how you stack up.
I know.
Against them.
Actually, you know what? If you have decorated your house and know someone who has, can you send some pictures through to our Facebook
Jade wants
page?
To compare.
Well, I'd like to see them on Messenger, like where you can go to see them. I don't know if there's a list where you can see people's houses, like a Halloween
almost
directory
like
list.
Christmas lights. I don't
Christmas
think there
lights.
Is.
Not yet. Maybe that's something
I think
we can
it's
start.
Growing in popularity.
Well, we went to Shindig's yesterday. You did too, Crevo, separately. Wow. So many people
packed.
There.
So when I got there about 5:30 or something, the their FPOS went down. Except for one terminal.
Yep.
So honestly, it looked like it was a lineup for like Stereo Sonic or something. Like, there was a huge queue out the front. It literally, you know where the where you turn off the main road, go into the car park, like the bigger car park.
Yeah.
The queue went all the way out to the main road.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy.
Like
crazy
there was a lady on like a walkie-talkie, like one in, one out. Yep, you can go in now. All this sort of stuff.
Do you want to know what Crevo's going as?
Don't tell.
Crevo won't tell me.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell.
Oh no, I don't want to know now.
All right, good. Feel Good Friday, of course, all day at work here, New FM.
Switching gears next to, well, it is quite a frightening story, this one. Over in the Philippines, we haven't done many stories from there, but this police officer has been killed by a chicken.
Oh.
I kid you not, this is a real story. The police officer attempting to break up a fight.
Oh, no.
This is wild
I
and crazy.
For this.
How wacky
this is and I can't believe it on another level. We're doing it next.
Yeah.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Can't believe
it. Yeah, this one is on another level. Over in the Philippines, they've got over there a sport of cockfighting, which is, of
terrible
course...
Terrible
sport. Yeah, not a good. Fan. Like, roosters going at each other. But in some parts of the country over there, it is legal.
Jeez.
Right? So, that's the law of the land. What do you do? That's their laws, right?
More
so,
protests.
I guess, but, you know, that's the situation. But they've shut them all down at the moment because of COVID.
Right? Yeah.
Because gathering of people. So, these police, they hear about this underground cockfight and they're like, right, we better go shut this down. This cop goes in there and the rooster is not having a bar of being captured and actually jumps up and with the talons on the back of its feet, cuts this guy in such a way that this cop passes away.
What?
Unbelievable, right?
It's insane.
A rooster killed the cop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
I've heard everything now.
I know. It's insane. You just sent me the article, so I had a look. But the guy actually has, like, on the roosters, I didn't know this in cockfighting, but they put blades onto their legs.
Oh.
And the blade went through and cut his, like, an aorta in his neck from when the rooster dropped up to try and claw him.
So, who goes to jail for that?
The rooster.
The rooster or the person that owns the rooster?
I think it's just the rooster. They have to see he's 25 to life.
That's so bad.
Isn't it?
I know. Imagine, whole situation is just crazy.
Imagine getting that phone call. Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Crevo. Crevo's passed away due to...
A chicken.
A rooster, in fact. You couldn't comprehend.
I mean, it's a very deceptive story because if you read the headline, you think that it's just pecked him to death or something.
No.
You know, blade struck
wilder.
To his foot.
Yeah. It's a bit wilder than that. And, of course, there's a big underground betting situation going on.
How wild.
And they confiscated all the money, the equivalent of $11.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible?
In all seriousness, that poor man, what a waste for an $11 cockfight.
Yeah.
And he lost his life.
Yeah.
Just an absolute shocker. So, you know, thoughts and good vibes out to the family and all that.
Yeah.
Crazy. I can't believe it.
Do you reckon he's...
I thought this was Feel Good Friday.
I can't go there. I was going to make a joke, but I was like, nah, that's insensitive.
Good idea.
Yeah.
You censored yourself.
Yeah,
I sense it.
I like that.
Lads versus Lasses up next. This is Newcastle's only battle that matters right now. Lads versus Lasses, 26 apiece. We've been on a draw all week. Like, there's always, we're on par, really. There's only ever one day where one, streaks ahead.
We were even, right? No, the ladies are in front right now.
Yeah. Well,
No, sorry. We're even. We're 26.
Lads, you need to answer the lady questions. Lasses, you need to answer the men's questions. If you want to play, one guy, one girl, 13-10-09 on offer. The last one of the week, an Aussie movie pack with some Tim Tams.
You want to get your hands on that.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's all on the line today, guys. Of course, Friday, 26 points apiece. Lads and Lasses, we need to break this deadlock. If you want to play 13-10-09, we do need a Lass this morning, guys. Aww. It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes.
You're right there.
Yeah.
A little tongue-tied.
Alrighty, we're going to Brendan. Good morning.
Hey, Brendan.
G'day.
Hey, man. So tell me, you excited for Halloween tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, okay, no, it's good, it's pumped.
Are you having a party?
Yeah, we're having a barbie, mate, yeah.
Yeah, good,
that's
good.
That's good.
You're exciting. Well,
any decorations, Brendan?
Yeah, the house is covered in them, mate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good.
There you go, Jade,
what
competitor.
What suburb do you live in?
Cessnock.
Cessnock, okay, cool. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters out there?
Me, pardon?
Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters out there?
Oh, yeah, the kids go crazy.
All right, cool. How much candy should I have? Can I get it off a veteran?
As much as you can carry.
Yeah, okay, cool. I think I need more.
At least 10 more bags.
Off to the shops.
Okay, your first question this morning. Chris Hemsworth starred on which Australian soap?
Home and Away.
Correct.
Oh, 1 point. There you go.
All right, here we go.
Question two. Who was Jennifer Lopez's third husband?
Oh.
That's so hard. Who wrote this question? Jeez.
Ben Affleck? I don't know.
No.
Good guess.
They were engaged.
That was. Oh, they weren't married?
No,
I thought they were.
No.
Toxic relationship.
It was.
Yeah.
She had got a nice ring out of it, though. Okay, question three.
All that matters.
Beck Judd was a guest judge on which reality TV show this week?
What was the name?
Beck Judd.
Chick from down Melbourne.
No idea.
The block.
Do we have Emma back?
Yeah, 1 point on the board, Brendan. There you go.
Fingers crossed.
We need to go to Emma right now to walk away with the win. She needs two.
Two. Hey, Emma, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really good. What's on for the weekend?
Halloween party, of course.
Oh, yay! Nice. Are you going to tell us what your costume is?
I actually used to be a face painter, so I'm doing some FX makeup to make it look like half my face is scratched up by Korma.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Jade's eyes just lit up, Emma. Yeah. She's wondering if you can come and do something for her at her house.
Emma's like, no. All right, let's get into the question. All you need is two to take away the win today. All right, you'll never get this one. Which supercars driver has had the most wins in Bathurst 1000? What was that? I've got some options for you.
Okay.
A, Mark Winterbottom. B, Harold Holt. Or C, Peter Brock. Bathurst 1000. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, 1 point.
9 times. Unbelievable.
Wow.
All right, question number two. Who captained the Knights in the 1997 NRL Grand Final?
No idea.
Oh, Paul Harrigan.
Sorry,
all right,
Emma.
One more question. Okay, here we go. Now, if you get this one, of course, you do take out the win. If you lose this one, we go to a tiebreaker, coin toss.
Okay.
What does the company Penrite make?
motor car oil.
Oh, that is correct.
Yes, Emma.
No, the lasses again.
I'm so
unbelievable.
Happy.
Oh, congratulations, Emma. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend. Hope your Halloween party's awesome.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Hey, Crevo, we went to Burgers last night. Weren't they good?
Really good.
Where'd you go?
Roy's, the new place, Roy's Kitchen.
That's right.
Opposite KFC in Mayfield.
I was meant to go, I'm sorry.
Shame, ring the shame bell.
Shame
bell on the team.
Shame, shame.
I've just got a lot of decorations to put up.
I did.
I understand. Yeah. Organising a party is a lot of work.
It really is.
Got to say, though, the food at Roy's,
really
amazing.
Nice, right?
Delicious.
Really good. It's quite a humble looking place. But, man, if you love burgers and ribs and all that sort of thing, you need to check it out. And very reasonably priced as well.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, cheap craft beers and, you know, it's just a good vibe in there.
Yeah, good stuff. Check it out.
Yum.
If you're after it.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
Well, you can't go there now.
You wouldn't have been if you came to dinner, Jane.
I know.
Interesting debate we were having yesterday around the team, because I came across this story about this lady who, she's a mum of a young kid. The kid's about 5 years of age.
Yep.
And she's found herself on using the website OnlyFans. Now, OnlyFans is like a website where people can make their own, like, adult videos available on the internet, and then people
charge a subscription
fee. That's right, they subscribe and pay them money each month. So it's some people are getting rich off this website.
Wow.
Right? And this lady, she doesn't really desperately need the money. She's got an all right job, but she's sort of asking the question, does that make her a bad parent? Because she's really enjoying using the website. She's getting her kicks off it, basically.
I don't think so.
What are your thoughts?
No, not a bad mum at all.
But what you got to think about, the kid's 5 now, right? No,
yeah.
No danger zone there. But when the kid gets to a teenage sort of year, what if his mates all find out?
Well,
that's different, no. I think.
Okay, you go.
I don't know. This is a really, really tricky one, but I think the older your child gets, I don't know, I just think you want to set a good example. And I know she's obviously has a normal job. I don't know, it's hard.
Do you know what? I'm going to say it. I think she is totally okay to be doing this. She's not a bad mum. Who cares if she wants to do that? If that's what makes her happy, that's all that matters. She shouldn't have to live her life for other people.
She's making, just to make it clear what's happening, she's making adult videos and publishing them on the internet for cash.
I think that's totally fine if
now,
she feels like
some
she
would argue that's a
that.
Job, a normal job, right? Others would argue she's got another job. What about her kid?
Yeah,
God,
no,
we're
you know
quick
what?
To judge.
Well, this is the question I'm throwing out there.
It's a hard one. You know what? I wish I wasn't so much on the fence with this, but I'm leaning more towards that she shouldn't be doing it.
Well, you're a bit of a prude in a lot of ways, so I get that.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Honestly, why are we so judgmental as a society? If she wants to go on there and get a kid off and get paid for it, good on her.
I guess you just don't want your child finding out and then them going down that same path. You know, you can lead them astray.
13:10:09. It's a bit of a sort of right or wrong, basically. Does this make her a bad mum?
All right, let's hear.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
All right, a bit of a dilemma around the team here, because this lady, she's 35 years of age, over in the UK, and she said she's always loved sex and exploring her sexuality, and she found that she gets a real kick in using this website called OnlyFans.
It's getting more and more popular. Like, it's just a way to make money if you're a regular Joe or Jill.
Yeah, that's
Get your kid off, get paid.
People
who cares?
Subscribe to your specific channel, right? So if they're a fan of you. Now, she's said also that she has like a... She's actually an entrepreneur, so she's has a marketing business.
Okay.
And she said it's taken off as well since she started doing this. Good. Which is, hey, it's a little side benefit, I guess. But she said before that she was actually doing fine with the business, but she just found that she really enjoys doing this. Now, her son is 5 years of age, and she's sort of putting the question out there, am I a bad mum for doing this sort of on the side slash because I like it?
So she's got a five-year-old son, right? Mm. Now, Jade, your argument here is that, oh, you know, when they're teenagers, it's a different, you know, it's a bit different.
I don't know. I just think if your child finds out later on when they start to, you know, connect the dots, you don't, I don't know. It's a rocky path going down, I think, the adult entertainment industry. So I just think you'd, you know, if you'd ideally want your kid to be a doctor or something successful. So you don't want to give them the idea that it's okay to go down that path.
I mean, look, I think it's,
you know,
not treachery.
No, it's very Halloween.
Do you know what? I think I hate when parents put like expectations on their kids. I think it's really unfair.
Like, what do you want your kid to do? Well, they don't have to be a doctor. They can be a jockey for eye care. But you want them to have a good job where they can...
What happened to personal choice? Like, we're all so quick to judge this woman. She's making money and she's, some would argue, setting her child up for a better future by earning so much money now. Maybe she can send him to a better school, a better university later in life if she's, you know, making cash off getting her kid off.
Yeah, she said she is making a lot of money off it. So,
well, let's take your calls. Katie, you are a mum. Tell us, is she a bad mum for getting her gear off and posting on OnlyFans?
I think there's a lot of pressure put on mums as a whole. But also, if she's 35 and she looks good enough to do that, more power to her. For starters, like, it's really hard, you know, after having a child to be confident in yourself and, you know, all that body positivity stuff. So in that sense, if they can, you know, give the kids all these morals and body like positivity tips, then great. I think it's probably a little bit gross if she's doing it in a like a sleazy manner, because I agree with Jade in that side of things.
It is sleazy though. Like, it's OnlyFans is where it's basically adult 18 plus content. You know what I mean? So it's like, I love the whole body positivity. I'm all for that. But there's a difference between body positivity and OnlyFans and getting your kid off.
I wouldn't think she'd be getting a kid off and being disgusting in front of a child. So I'm, she's got to be her own person, and it's hard to have your own identity when you are a mum.
And her child doesn't have a credit card and $14.99 a month.
And he's 18 years older.
He won't be searching his mum in that sense when he's older, let me tell you.
That's absolutely true.
Thanks, Katie.
Matt, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. So tell us, do you think this makes this lady a bad mum, or is she absolutely fine with what she's doing?
Well, I feel like there's pros and cons to this sort of situation.
Okay.
Like, if you change your name and that, and people aren't going to know exactly who you are. Like, change, put a wig on, vice versa. People aren't going to see you in the street and absolutely judge you. Mm. Con, if you are recognised, like, if, for instance, for some reason, her family is actually on, like, watching it, and they see her.
That's a bit sick, isn't it?
Yeah. Makes it a bit worrying, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, the pros and cons, like, if you go around it the right way, yes, it can be utilized. Okay. It can be utilized.
Now, Matt, question for you. Say one of your mates in high school, his mum, you know, he had a hot mum and she was on OnlyFans and it was doing the rounds around the schoolyard. Like, you'd be into that, right?
Funnily enough, one of my mates' mums.
Okay, well, you're the perfect person to have you subscribed, Matt? That's the key question.
I've got better things to do than pay money for that.
Fair enough.
For instance, I'm actually in hospital right now. I'm about a couple of hours going away into theatre.
What's happening?
Are you okay?
Are you
all right? I'm kind of like, got a massive brace on my foot. I've shattered my ankle and everything.
Oh, mate. Jeez, all the best, man. All the best, all right?
Wishing you a speedy recovery.
I've been bedbound for an entire week.
Oh, man.
I've not been able to leave this bed for over a week.
How'd you do that?
on a motorbike, but the thing is, I never came off the bike. It was just bad foot placement. Put my left foot down, so I bounced myself. It caught on something, twisted, and gone.
Ooh. Oh my God! Well, sending you the good vibes,
friend of the show. Yeah. Good luck, man. Thanks appreciate for listening. Your call. Thank you.
Nothing worse than hospital TV, especially when there's someone next to you in the bed and they're sleeping. You want to turn the volume up and.
Yeah.
You can hear them breathing.
All I can say is thank God for Netflix on your phone, right?
Hell yeah.
Whew. Alrighty. After this, so guys, we're going to do the last of the Halloween updates.
Hey. One more sleep.
One next more year. Sleep until next year. So we're chatting that next.
Okay. Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Oh, yay! Yes, one more sleep.
We're getting close now, Jade.
I'm so excited.
I don't think I've ever heard the word Halloween spoken more times than I have in the last 2 weeks.
Mm. No, it's kind of unbelievable.
I know. You know what? It's just something to celebrate. I know a lot of people go, oh, it's not an Australian tradition. But it's like, come on, get festive. 2020's been a crap year with everything we've dealt with. You know, fine.
That is true. It is
COVID, yeah. Everything else. Like, just get amongst the holiday. And it's you know a reason what? To celebrate.
The other thing I love is how into this project you've been.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good. Like, to find a project like this and just get so involved.
It's been
awesome.
A it's lot be great fun. Of fun. So, last night, for those who don't know, I haven't been kept up in the update. So, I actually bought a fog machine. Ben and I got a black light for the porch, so a couple of the creepy ghouls and stuff we got actually light up like bright white, so it looks like a ghost.
Amazing.
You know, we're actually lent a couple of lights here from work. They were really nice, and I think they're like LED spotlights.
Don't forget to give them back.
Yes, I'll give them back. So I'm actually gonna, you know, light the house up.
Awesome.
Green and red. I got a strobe light in one of the windows with like drops of blood, like with handprints, so it looks like, you know, it's like a murder room.
So what I'm most excited about. Yeah. Is the melding pot of people that will be at this party. It's yeah. really like a whole lot of different worlds collided into one Halloween party. You've got your workmates, you've got your mates, we've got ex-employees going from the station.
Yeah, ex-employees.
We've also got Benny's bandmates and their partners. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I'm letting the worlds collide.
Which you've never done before.
No.
Of these people.
It's a risky business.
She likes to control everything.
Well, it's nice to have separate worlds. But the thing is that...
I thought we're family, Jade.
Well, no, we're family. We're family. But the thing is that
between
now...
Between the hours of 5 and 12.
they've lifted the limits of Halloween. I think you can have 30 people at your house now for parties with the COVID limits.
Maybe check that.
I'd check that. I think it's 20.
So I have to, double check. I think you've got to lift it. But it is at the 20 max. So I had to be very selective with, you know, the mix of people. That was the hardest because you're only allowed a 20-person limit, but then you've got to pick the right people so that everyone integrates, because there's nothing worse than going to a party and then you have the separate groups that don't talk to each other. So I think I've got the balance right.
See, the thing is, Jade, this isn't like this isn't a uni party, you know, with like awkward people. That we're all adults.
I know.
We all know how to have a conversation.
I've had a party, so I don't know.
Actually, I've got a question here.
Yeah.
When was the last time you hosted a house party, like a real party? Like this?
I'm going to say never.
With 20 people in your home.
To be honest, when I was maybe 17 and my parents were away for a weekend and I had friends around for a party.
So it's been probably, 15 years?
Yeah, maybe a bit longer, I guess.
Well, you're going all out.
Yeah, about 15 years. Yeah, you're probably right. And I did vodka jelly shots then as well. Maddie came round yesterday and we made vodka jelly shots.
It's like, one for the jelly shots, one for me.
Yeah. I was like, come on, treat yourself, Maddie. And he's there having just the warm jelly with the mix of vodka in
it. Just to taste it.
Just to see how it's going to be.
He's like, we've got to get the mix right.
You had one too, Jade, please.
I did. But, you know, it's going to look good. But I've got this amazing and cake as well, because I know you're a big foodie, Crevo.
Of course.
And sweet poison cakes. I've ordered this amazing red velvet cake.
Oh, how good's that going to be?
That's going to have, you know, this just incredible Halloween design on it. So I'm really excited to get that and treat you at Newcastle West there. So
can't wait to see that.
Yeah,
that'll be great.
Newcastle Food and Flower Markets. I got a platter because I know we were having issues with the whole food. I wasn't going to cater, but now...
Happy days.
Happy okay. days.
Very
I even,
good.
I even got cookies. I'm going to pick up my cookie order today, actually.
Anything else?
No, but I've ended up spending a bit on, like, food.
Oh, good. Oh, excellent.
That's good, then.
Oh,
we can't wait, Jade. We'll be there with bells on.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, guys, up next, we are making our Anaconda Cash Call on offer, $5,000 worth of camping and adventure gift from Anaconda.
Ding, ding.
To enter, newfm.com.au. We could be calling you across the workday today. We are giving this away on Monday morning. I am so excited.
Awesome.
It's going to be good. There's only a couple of hours left to get involved. That website again, newfm.com.au.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Time to make another Anaconda Cash Call, guys.
Anaconda, woo! Bennett's Green Grand Opening.
This Saturday.
Play more, pay less.
New FM's
Anaconda Cash Calls.
Yeah, the brand new Anaconda Bennett's Green opening, 8 a.m. tomorrow. It's going to be massive. Big shout out to them. A massive $5,000 prize to give away on Monday. All you need to do is register your details at newfm.com.au. And we could be calling you. If you answer your phone within five rings with I Love New FM, you're in the draw. Plus, you win a $50 gift card for the store.
Awesome.
Let's make today's call, shall we?
Yay.
Who have we got?
This is the last one on our show, isn't it?
It is, yes.
This is the big one.
All right, remember, five rings.
What suburb, sorry?
Belmont North.
Belmont North.
We're calling Mark.
Come on, Mark.
Good name.
One.
Two. Three.
Hello.
Oh, man.
No good.
No.
You're supposed to say, I love New FM.
How you going?
Yeah, we're good. Doing good, but you missed out. Sorry, man.
Oh, sorry.
So you don't need to apologize to us.
Yeah, just to yourself.
Sorry,
oh,
man. Too how's, bad. How's, what's on for the weekend, anyway?
Oh, not much. Just ran the home. Helping out around the home. Wife's been a bit crook.
Oh, no,
oh,
no
sorry
good, man.
Sorry to hear
that. Oh,
sorry to rub the salt in there.
Yeah.
It's all good. Sun's thanks. Still shining.
Thanks, man. That's right. That's right. Thanks, man. Enjoy your weekend. Say you've got to answer your phone.
With I Love New FM.
Very simple.
Anyway, your next chance with producer Jackson after 11 o'clock, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent. What's the gossip next?
Yeah, Meghan Markle's father's back in the news. He's made a shock claim about his health. I'll tell you that. Also, too...
that goes the beast.
Meghan Markle's father and shock in the same sentence probably all the time. Like, I reckon about 20 times a year.
100%.
Can you emancipate him? Like, get lost.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Well, he might soon. Also, too, Harry Styles. What happens when this man comes to your house? I'll let you know.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Jackson's here. What have you got for us this morning?
Yeah, good morning. So normally you wouldn't let strangers into your house, especially when they've broken down outside your house. Like in Hollywood, this is where you just get stabbed in the shower. But Harry Styles, he's broken down outside of someone's house. The guy's like, let him in. He says, come in, have like a cup of tea. Then he's realized it's Harry Styles. And he's like, oh my God, my daughter's your biggest fan. So Harry Styles has done a photo shoot in this girl's bedroom because she was away and fed her fish. I don't know why he's feeding her fish, but
I love that.
Yeah, so
what a guy.
How interesting.
He left her a note wishing her a happy 13th birthday, and also, no, actually, the fish a happy 13th birthday. Whose fish lives for 13 years?
Oh, my
years?
God, is that's it a goldfish?
Yeah. Also, too, the fan has posted on Instagram the photo of him doing that. She said, I'm devastated that we missed each other. They're looking forward to meeting each other in person, though,
that
as
won't
well.
Be happening.
And he also said, treat people with kindness. All my love, Harry, in a sweet little note.
Aww.
I think Harry Styles, putting it out there, is one of the best artists on the planet in terms of his demeanor, how he treats people. He's just a down-to-earth guy. Great human being, Harry Styles.
I like, very humble. He apparently sometimes, like, where his mum works in a bakery still, like, and lives in the same area where he grew up. And apparently when he's, like, away from tour, he'll go and visit his mum and he'll still go and help out in the bread shop every now and again.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Harry Styles selling you your bread.
Sandwich or hot rolls, Matty?
Yes.
Some buns, please.
I'll take six.
He's also a very, like, good dresser.
Yeah.
In these photos, like, he looks like he's on a catwalk.
Question. He has serious style.
Question for Matty. Yeah. If Harry Styles broke down out the front of your house, are you letting him in?
Yeah, of course.
Are you letting him leave?
I think he might. Let's leave it there.
Let's move on to Meghan Markle. Put still oceans on the skin. Meghan Markle, she's suing the Associated Newspapers for that 2018 message that she sent to her dad. So she wrote him a letter before the royal wedding, just begging him to
cool it.
So he's a bit of a dud. So is the sister as well, Samantha Markle, but she's been a bit quiet. So that trial has now been delayed. It's going to happen in September 2021. And old mate Thomas Markle, he's not happy about it. He just wants to get it over and done with. And he's come out with a serious claim about his health. Now I'm just going to crank this up. It's the funeral version of American Idiot from the Simpsons movie, because this guy's an absolute flog, but he says he just wants to get it over and done with as soon as possible. He wants to get to the UK and defend himself on the stands because he could die within 2 days. Now this guy just wants a cheap holiday to the UK.
I think he does.
He's got to stop embarrassing your daughter.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just terrible.
The guy has messed up a lot.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch the Flintstones movies in the 90s?
Yeah.
Like the live action ones? You know how they have the pig under the sink?
Yes.
Where they put the food down?
It's the garbage disposal. Bin?
Yeah. Similarities there.
A lot of similarities.
Yeah. Can I just read you the basis of his health claims?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says here, Thomas in his statement says, none of his male relatives have lived beyond 80 years of age, so he says, I'm a realist. I could die tomorrow. We could all die tomorrow, Thomas. Stop being a flog.
She needs to get rid of him.
Wow. I don't know.
She needs to, like, ask the Queen to hook her up with some people.
Oh, you can't say that, but he is a bit of a flog. I mean,
oh, 100%. Selling, like, photos of him looking at directories around England that are upside down to the press. And some of the stuff he said about his daughter. Oh, my God.
Do you know what? Who needs enemies when you've got a family like that?
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackson. Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Hey, a big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe for providing the coffees here this morning.
So good, as always.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. You're chatting to Benny outside today. Mm-hmm. The poor thing hasn't had much experience cooking chicken.
Oh.
And he got salmonella poisoning.
No.
Yeah, he's been off for a few days.
You know what? That's why I always brown my chicken.
I'm so paranoid cooking chicken. Yeah. Yep.
Very sensitive tummy I have with chicken.
Oh, we're all learning something here.
We are. Freaks me out. I feel disturbed just hearing that. But it is it's Feel Good Friday, and I've got my feel good news for you after this, where you hear amazing stories of people and things happening around the world, which will just make you go, you know what? It is a great place.
How many stories do we have today?
We've got two.
Two? Can I guess how many animal-based stories there are?
Yeah, sure.
Two.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Two.
You're
changing your stories now.
Don't. But I have some interesting news on some Amazon tribes in Brazil. Jade, Maddie and
Grevo, the Novos. It's time for Jade's feel-good news. The Novos. I never put in dress with others,
Jade's Vibrations.
There are some amazing people in the world doing some really good things, and I love to focus on the positive news out there. There's one guy, he's a carpenter over in Canada, in Toronto.
Is his name Jesus?
No, it's not. It's actually, now you're going to test me, Khalil.
Khalil.
Is his name.
Khalil the carpenter.
And he's actually making mobile homes and giving them away for free to homeless people. And basically these homes stay warm over there by body heat. So the entire
really small then.
Well, the entire project takes about 8 hours to make, and all the materials to make the mobile homes cost him about $1,000. And he felt he should help with the rising rates of homelessness in Canada due to the coronavirus pandemic. So he thought, you know what? Here's something that I can do. I can make some shelters and to help keep them warm over there because it gets freezing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what you got to remember with if you're homeless in Canada, it can
chance
get down
of death.
To, yeah. Minus 20, minus 30 degrees in winter for days and days on end.
Jade, do you have a... Explain what they look like. Are they small, like quite small,
or is it a little
compact?
Mansion going on? Like, what's the situation?
Okay, so they probably look a bit like... I'm trying to describe. They're sort of like a mini tent, like a two-man tent size.
But it's a solid building.
But it's a solid made out of wood.
Is it tall enough to stand in?
No.
Okay.
So obviously
you crawl in, sort of.
Oh,
little,
not
little
not crawling, but like you
bend
hunched
your knees
over,
slightly.
Bending your knees to walk in there.
You know what though? If you need somewhere warm in winter in Canada, you're gonna take it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So
like, that's. So do they wheel away? Like, how are they mobile? They got little, like a little trailer type thing, or
no? I think he's building them, and then they're sort of like permanent in an area where
good stuff.
That's
like,
cool. You can put people,
exactly.
People can stay. Right,
yeah.
That's good. That's
really good news.
It's really good.
Number one.
So I did mention about the Amazon tribe. So this is really cool. So in a bid to stop deforestation over there, several Amazon tribes in Brazil have been trained to operate drones to watch over the rainforest and spot illegal activities. So this is fantastic. So obviously these tribes there, they depend on the forest as their source of food, homes and medicine. And so as to save their home and their livelihood from disappearing, they're keeping a close aerial eye on matters.
So basically they're looking out for illegal loggers, isn't it?
Illegal
situation.
Yeah, so unfortunately parts of the Amazon forest are burning, most of which is due to illegally started fires created to burn away sections of trees. And these cleared areas are then used for illegal crop farming or cattle ranching.
Yeah, right.
So it's terrible. So that's great. And there's these six different Amazonian tribes which have joined forces with the World Wildlife Fund. And basically, they're learning how to fly drones, and so then they can alert the people that need to be going and
ring up the forest cops.
Technological advance.
I like that.
How good is that?
Using technology to fight illegal logging, always good.
Yeah,
I reckon that's cool.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you, Jay.
That's all right.
No animal stories inside.
Do you want one real quick one?
All right.
So Vietnam has created a new nature reserve, home to 40 globally threatened species, including, I believe it's called the Saloa. Known as the Asian unicorn, one of the world's rarest animals.
The old Asian unicorn, eh?
Yeah, how good's that? So they're hailing it as a victory. Vietnam has established this new nature reserve, and it's going to be a habitat for critical endangered species.
What do you think of what do you think an Asian unicorn sounds like, Jade?
I don't
know. What kind of sound does a unicorn make?
I'm not sure. No, obviously, it's not a real unicorn. It's something called a saloa. Let me look that up. I probably pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry. I'm not a... It's like a deer. I'll show you. It's sort of like a deer with these specific horns.
So yeah, it kind of looks like a billy goat.
It looks like a... is it a gnu?
Oh.
None of us know what these animals are.
I'd say some sort of deer. Look, I'm not a ranger. I'm not sure. But Google it today. S-A-O-L-A. A saloa.
There we go.
Love it or loathe it up next. Thank you, Jade.
You're welcome.
I'm feeling really good after that. Hey, we're getting yours and Crevo's thoughts on today's daily topics, and we're talking sharing food next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, getting these two crazy kids' opinions on today's daily topics. And today, guys, it's sharing food with your partner.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it, usually. You get to try more stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just works out better.
Love it. I don't mind. Ben and I share.
You often get, like, two kids' meals, don't you?
Well, actually, do you mean share as in having the leftovers or buying two different meals and cutting it in half?
That one, I think.
You're at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Two different meals.
Yeah.
And you're trying things from
each
other's plates.
Ben and I do it all the time.
Works out great.
Reason I bring this up. Last night, of course, I went for dinner with you, Crevo, and your lovely partner, Emmy, and a guy from work. Emmy and Crevo were like two monkeys picking fleas off each other's. Just the exchange of food between plates was just intense. I was like, look at these two. Can I try some honey? Yeah. Do you want to try mine? Yeah. Do you like your beer, Emmy? Yeah, it's good. Have some. They share everything.
What's wrong with that, Maddie?
It just looks funny.
I don't do it to that degree. Ben and I will...
They were next level.
Yeah, that's next level. No, we'll buy like two separate meals. We'll cut it in half and then we'll just exchange. So right, then we're getting...
So the way you do it is like a diplomatic deal?
Yes.
So like you guys sign the paperwork, hand over your half, and that's the end.
I'm not opposed to what you and Emmy do, but Ben has issues where he doesn't like... He gets grossed out. You know the whole PDA thing? He would loathe it if I wrap some spaghetti and a little bit of meatball on my fork and fed it to him in his mouth.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
No, that's different.
They're not doing that.
He's not okay with that. He's like, put it on my plate.
My favourite part of last night.
Yeah.
Crevo and I got these like really nice big burgers, but Emmy got like some sort of side dishes, right?
Yeah.
Like several side dishes. I understand Crevo, like, you know, maybe taking some of Emmy's side dish, you know, like a bit of cauliflower. She even offered me some. But then I see Emmy and she reaches over with her fork and takes some of his burger meat.
It was a big burger. It was fine. I don't see any problem with it. I reckon it's better because every time you go to like dinner then, you get to try multiple things at the restaurant. Win-win.
Yeah, this is why you two were made for each other.
Yeah.
But at what point, I don't know if you can remember, did you two think it was okay to exchange in that way, like in the relationship?
Yeah,
was it 3 months in?
Start happening.
6 months in?
We've been together 7 years, guys. I couldn't even be able to tell you how it was that long ago.
I don't think you'd be doing that in the first year.
Why not?
I don't know. Well, you can't remember, but I don't know. It's
early
days.
Early.
You're still testing the waters out.
There you go. Next time you go to dinner with them, just watch.
If we go to a restaurant, you'll see it in action.
Yeah, cool.
I think there's
I get dinner and entertainment.
Dinner and a show. Because there's another element to it, right?
Yeah.
And at first I was a bit resistant to this, but Emmy, I think she just likes to eat food off my plate.
What?
Really?
Why?
Yeah, she just says, oh, it tastes better if you're having it. Like sometimes
she's one of these people that wishes she ordered.
Correct.
Yeah, I get you.
Correct.
So it's like she feels she's missing out and she didn't get the better meal.
She wants to make sure, at least.
She ordered the right thing.
Can you imagine Crevo and Emmy sitting in the restaurant, fancy, you know, $100 meals? Give me some of that. Give me some from your plate, Emmy. Delicious. It tastes better from your plate.
I hear this music. I wish I was in Italy right now.
I know.
Boy, that's French.
Yeah. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
So yesterday I had Maddie around helping me make those vodka jelly shots for the Halloween party. And it was really funny because I was really excited to show someone my TV for the first time because I haven't had anyone around.
Your
I was
big
like,
TV.
I was like, Maddie, look at my big TV.
It's really big.
And I was so excited. And then so I jumped on the couch and I, you know, got Maddie a drink and I pressed pressed it on, and I'm like, look at it, yo. And then I showed him Amazon Prime, because I've got that at the moment. And
fancy.
My, I know Maddie's into watching, like, his music and all that sort of stuff. So there's this Rihanna program on it. It's called The Savage Cross Venti Show. And it's this rare look into Rihanna's behind-the-scenes creative process for her latest collection of lingerie. And I didn't realize it was focused on her lingerie line.
Man, that was some trippy shit.
It was next-level stuff. It wasn't as innocent as I thought it was going to be. And Maddie and I, it got very awkward very quickly.
It was very sexual.
It was.
Just the movements and the whole, it made me very awkward.
And there's all ladies in lingerie, but wasn't it?
It was.
Well, that's probably a part.
And it was funny because Maddie just came out and said it. He's like, I'm feeling very uncomfortable. Blink, blink,
blink. More vodka, please.
Yeah, so be warned if you go watching that. It's interesting. It's just a very, artistic
it's
sort of...
It's presented in a very artistic way. Like, the dance, like, this choreography. It's almost like... It's like her mind projected onto the screen.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Oh. I've never watched anything like that. It's different. It's not bizarre in a bad way. It's just...
Look, if you're into...
It's almost like very art housey, kind of, with a few quirks.
Anyway, I don't recommend it. It was a bit weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Amazon, you know what the lesson is here? Mm. Amazon Prime has a lot of money, and they're just splashing it around to whoever... Whichever big famous person will accept the deal.
Yeah, I was surprised that it actually...
Rihanna, here's some money. What do you want to do? here, I'll do this. Oh, you signed. Deal done. You're Rihanna.
I think it was definitely her vision.
Yeah, I was surprised that it actually got the backing to go ahead. Yeah.
Well, they just want her name connected with it. Yeah. That's what it is.
Anyway, there you go. Hey, up next, guys, got a bit of a dilemma to tell you about. One of my really good mates, his dad... is currently $150,000 in the red after he's been dating this woman from the internet. They've met once. She's come over from Manila to Sydney once.
Yeah.
This was over 12 months ago. And he just keeps paying her money. Obviously, COVID's happened. And it's a little bit awkward, you know, but he's pretty sure that he's being led on.
Wow.
Which is always sad to hear these stories. $150,000. So she's just a money pit.
So she's just asking for money.
Can I have money? You know the drill. It's your substandard, you know.
Scam. Well, not even a scam.
I think he was convinced for a long time that she wasn't doing it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
But I think it's starting to come to light now that maybe she is doing it for the wrong reasons.
150 grand, that's huge.
He's been single for a very long time. He's in his 60s. Mm. I think she's around 25 to 30. Now, he's sort of the opinion that, you know what, I get what I want from it, from the relationship. You know, I know that it's not happening the way it should. But, you know, it makes me happy. So what I want to ask you guys, 13:10:09 this morning, right or wrong, money in exchange for love. What do you think?
I think it's wrong. But I'm not saying it's wrong, like, no, you shouldn't do it. But I just think this is very sad wrong in a way. Like, you shouldn't have to feel like you need to pay someone for their love, even though they're in another country and they're not even... It's fulfilling an emotional
void. This guy's super rich as well. Like, I mean, he's very well off in life. I think he made some really good investments in the 90s. So he's got some good financial backing, but he's just got no family, you know? Like, he's got his sons that really don't have that much to do with him anymore.
Yeah, right. So, just to clarify, he sent her about 150 grand, but he's not run out of money.
Not run out of money. But, okay. I mean, 150K is still a lot of money.
That is.
Whether you're rich or poor.
If it's making him happy, though.
No. I disagree. You can find someone.
This happens.
Why have
a
relationship on via the internet? The woman's in another country and just is asking for your money. You're not even getting to see her.
Met her once. I couldn't do it. I mean, obviously, But, I mean, I kind of see his perspective on the whole thing.
Jeez. All right. I don't know. It's fulfilling a thing for him. It's love. I think it might be okay. If he's got the cash, who cares?
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Big question this morning. Right or wrong, is it okay to exchange money for love?
My hair, gee, thanks. Just put it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Get money, get rich, baby, tap in.
Yeah, a quick recap. One of my friends, his father has sent $150,000 over to the Philippines to his internet girlfriend. She's been over here once, obviously due to COVID. She's been using that as an excuse as to why she can't come back. But I think it's come to light now that she has no intentions of coming back. She's cleaned up. He seems to be okay with it because he's like, you know what? I've got needs. I pay her the money. I get what I want. So it's fine. So it brings up the debate, is it right or wrong to exchange money for love? Obviously, not that genuine coming from the Philippines. I think he genuinely is in love with her. But it's just an awkward situation, isn't it?
I think it's wrong. I think it's very sad when somebody feels like that's the only way that they can get any sort of love in their life. Like, just, you know, don't give up. Find someone who wants to be with you, like physically and mentally wants to be in the same room as you.
Yeah, but I guess, but you know, he's getting like the connection he needs and he's getting the love he needs.
But it's not enough. It's false. Her intentions just aren't real. They're not pure. Like, I just don't understand why you'd want to put yourself in that position.
I think you need to be really hard-nosed about this. And I don't think it's something a lot of people would understand unless they've lived it themselves. And I think, you know, I do think if that's what you need to make yourself happy inside, if paying but this I person and helping them makes you feel better and you get something out of the relationship, I think that's totally fine.
I can guarantee you now, if you asked him, he would say he's not genuinely happy.
Well,
how can you know that, Jay?
Because it's not a real relationship. You need, people need a connection, like a human connection. You're going about your daily, like, we're not made to be alone. We're meant to have a companion, have family, have friends.
He's got family and friends, though, and then this is his companion.
I doubt it. It's the one thing that, like, when people go to a psychic or want to know something about their future or this and that, it's like, will I find love? Everyone always asks the questions, like, they want to be happy and find the one. So I don't believe that you're going to get...
My friend is really worried for his dad in the sense of, as a son, is like, you know, I want him to be happy, but, you know, is she taking him for a ride?
100%.
But like I said, it's his money. He's worked for it. And if he wants to pay that to somebody to get some sort
to
of happiness,
yeah,
and to feel appeased inside...
No, it just infuriates me because, you know, once that relationship ends for whatever reason, she'll just go on to the next person and someone else will get scammed and think they're in love and blah, blah, blah. And it's the same thing.
This
it's
is 2020,
cool.
You know, things are different. Helen, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You guys?
Hello. Hey,
good,
thanks.
Good.
Helen, right or wrong, money in exchange for love?
I totally disagree with it. I think it's disgusting. I'm sorry, because I have a story to go with this.
Yeah.
So I asked my sister 11 years ago, and my so-called brother-in-law ended up losing the house and everything because he met this Thai girl and gave her money. So all of my sister's stuff went, and we got nothing because of his little, you know, I'm going to buy my love. Like, I just think it's disgusting. If you can't, you don't need money to be in love with someone. As Jade said, you should be able to be in the same room as that person and have that connection mentally and emotionally, not through money.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you've got, like, you've had a close, really, up close and personal experience with it. But don't you think we're entitled as people to have some sort of freedom? Like, if he's worked for that money, like, don't you think you can...
Okay,
what's the difference of him going and buying a sports car for that or paying this person?
If that's his money, that's fair enough. That was his stupidity, and I still think it's stupid because you see so many people that do get ripped off from overseas people. I just don't believe that money buys love. I never have, and I never will.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay.
Very right. good. Thank you, Helen. Opinion. Appreciate it. I love that.
Good to hear someone who's been through a similar thing. Hey, Brad, how you going?
Yeah, good.
That's the way. So tell us, what do you reckon? Is this right or wrong?
Well, when you think about it, it is his money, and but I can see where she's coming from. I mean, if you don't have the money, then don't do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's loaded. He's got plenty of money, so...
Who cares?
Yeah, but what if he didn't have money?
Then don't do it. Plain and simple.
Well, yeah. I don't know if she'll be there, though.
You've got to be smart. You can't be dumb and just say, oh, I'll throw my money away.
Yeah, hey, Brad, would you, like, I'm not saying you would do this, but if you were older, you were single by yourself, would it be something you'd look at as a, like, you know, a gentleman?
If I was loaded, if I had a bucket load of money, yeah.
Are you in a relationship now, Brad?
Yeah, I'm married, big kid.
Yeah, yeah. Now, see, I like hearing the man's perspective in this because, you know, it's an interesting one.
When
Thanks,
you get
Brad.
Lonely and you've got money, why not?
Loneliness is a killer, guys.
That's true.
You know, if you can have some sort of arrangement in place, $150,000 a year, that is a very extreme example. But
I think it's terrible.
If you're lonely and it helps remedy that...
No, you're giving up on yourself. No, you are. You're giving up on yourself if you're doing that.
All
but
right. Agree to disagree. Let's switch gears next because, Maddie, this is something that's kind of amazing. Right?
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
You'd be well aware of the rapper Cardi B. We talk about her on this show a fair bit because she's quite a unique character. I started doing a bit of research on her and I've actually found an incredible number of similarities between you, Maddie, and Cardi B. I'm putting it out there that Maddie is the Cardi B of Newcastle.
Oh, good luck
Maddie
with this.
Maddie B.
Good luck with this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Apparently, Crevo reckons I'm the Cardi B of Newcastle.
I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
She's pretty wacky, and at first you might not see the similarities, right? But I've been doing some research, and it turns out that there's a lot of similarities between the two
of
you.
I can't wait for this.
I think this is ridiculous because I couldn't be more of Cardi B's opposite. Like, I'm completely opposite to her.
Well, let's find out. Okay, let's kick it off with her love of US politics, right? Apparently, she's obsessed with presidents.
Okay.
And is right into political science, has a love of the government, and is obsessed with how the system works.
That is you.
That is me.
Yeah.
Let's just remind ourselves what happens on presidential debate days or whenever there's an election.
Maddie goes home early. And he gets some snacks and his favourite beer and he no one can contact him for
he
the rest of the day.
He puts his phone on Do Not Disturb. All right.
If you looked at my YouTube videos that I've watched in the last 48 hours, 80% US politics.
Yep. Wow. There's no doubt about it. Okay. Evidence piece number one.
Tick.
Tick and correct. All right. Number two. Let's move on to her love of fast food, right? She, in her own words, I'm a fast food fangirl. There's videos documenting her love of Macca's and her pure excitement receiving a gift card to Macca's. Can you imagine if Maddie got a Macca's gift card?
Bring that here. Nothing excites me more than that feeling when I know that I'm about to eat a big fast food meal.
Yeah, you love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, so she got this unlimited, like, Macca's voucher, basically, so, you know, she can go there whenever. She put up on her Instagram this video where she says, and this is a quote, I'm a buy 100 chicken nuggets, bro. Now, I don't think Maddie would use that language.
No, he'd be buying. He'd be saying, "I'm buying 100 Angus burgers, yeah."
Right, a little bit different language, same reaction. Now we've got to move on to perhaps my biggest piece of evidence of this top three, right? And that is that Cardi B is a big fan of cars, right? She actually has quite a list of high-end supercars, including a Lamborghini. She also has a brand-new Rolls-Royce, which she spent over $100,000 customising.
That's nothing like me. I don't own any cars.
Yes, but remember on the weekend, you were, what was it, on the Range Rover website?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
2020 Range Rover. You were building your favourite Range Rover with all the specs that you could have.
And then the greatest piece of evidence as well, she doesn't have a license. She has
good
five
job.
Different supercars. And you know what? If Maddie was rich and had a driver, I still think he wouldn't get his license, but he'd have all these beautiful cars so that he could arrive in the back and have the driver open the door. You do love to hire a limo.
You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah, you would.
I rest my case.
Money. I could never afford that.
We actually started like this raffle. Pick a date you think Maddie's going to get your
license. That's still going, is it?
Yeah.
You had extended it out another 12 months, yeah. Eh?
Let's run it for next year, shall we?
I think we're going to have to do it properly from next year. We'll do a reset.
Mm. You need some real punishments.
No, prizes.
Yeah, give me incentives.
No, the listeners.
The listeners, not you.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free coming up right after our show with producer Jackson.
Yo. Demi Lovato, Marshmello, they're together.
Great.
I'm loving this at the moment. Oh, it's such a good song.
Have you seen all the controversy around Demi Lovato right now in regards to her protesting against Trump?
Yes. No.
They keep, like, so she did the Billboard Awards a couple of weeks ago. They edited it out. They're saying, what? Like, absolutely no. So she did this, like, get out and vote, don't vote for Trump, big sign in the background, edited it out. Everyone's ignoring her and she's getting really frustrated about it.
That's
interesting.
There's a big push, though. There's always like there's such a big taboo over in the States when singers and artists, performers comment on politics. I mean, Taylor Swift did it, and she basically turned a whole lot of her fans off.
Remember when the Dixie Chicks said that? They
ruined their careers.
Just got absolutely ruined. I don't know. Really. Tal Bachman, She's So High, in there as well.
Good song.
That's in there.
Was that written about Demi? Also to The Weeknd. Blinding
Love
Lights.
That. Feel Good Friday, all day at work here at 105.3 New FM.
But guys, we always have him on our show, NASA, obviously from Married at First Sight. It's all he ever talks about.
There's a collective eye roll then, I feel.
But in all fairness, we love him. And at the moment, you know, NASA's always spooking something and he's now campaigning to become Australia's next Bachelor for 2021. This is what he had to say.
I have decided to put myself forward to be the first multicultural, Arabic-speaking, Mediterranean-looking bachelor for 2021. Because I feel we need a change, and I am that change. So I need your support. Cheers.
So there you have it. But the thing is, I think I'm all for it. I think NASA's very entertaining. And
he is 100% serious in his quest.
He is serious.
Oh,
and
really?
I think it's great. You know, get him on TV. You know, let him. They haven't had really. There's not a lot of really multicultural contestants that have been on. Really?
Yeah, like usually each season they get a couple of people.
And they always ignore the older demographic.
That's true as well.
And I think the older demographic would be the most entertaining, to be honest. I really do. So, he got trolled, basically, by a lot of haters. Really,
really,
really savagely. I don't condone this sort of chat online at all. I don't like online bullying, but one person wrote, for instance, I would rather stab myself in the eyes with a rusty fork than watch him as the 2021 Bachelor.
The thing is, you put yourself out there like NASA does, and people get very nasty.
But that's
we're going to catch up with him next, because we've actually had, believe it or not, several listeners contact the show wondering why we hadn't had him on this
this
very thing.
We're going to get him on. We're going to chat to him, see how he feels about it. But yeah, I'm all for it.
Love him or hate him, NASA. Coming up next, we love him secretly.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
The first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my head. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA is on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show? So he joins us now, NASA. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey,
not bad, mate. So for those who are just joining us, you're campaigning to become Australia's next Bachelor for 2021.
Absolutely.
And I'm all for this, but the thing is, you've actually been getting trolled about it online, NASA. So firstly, I'll just read a couple of these out. Like, for instance, someone's written, "No, he has no interest in settling down. He just wants to be famous." And, you know, someone else has said, you know, "I'd rather stab myself in the eyes with a rusty fork." That's terrible. How do you feel? Are you okay?
Well, look, I, to be honest with you, I mean, it is really disgraceful. I mean, the messages I've had, and apparently Daily Mail, since the story came out, they've had messages like beyond belief. I mean, the editor said to me, "I can't believe someone actually, if they see you, they want to spit on you. Like, they don't even know you," and blah, blah, blah. It is really sad that people can be like this. I mean, I take it, you know, I mean, I do jokes and I muck around, and if I expose something, it's for fun. But when it comes to personal, I can't believe that people can actually sit down and have the time to write this stuff.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's just terrible. I can't believe that people can be that low to get online and hide behind their computer. Even if it was face-to-face, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I think you would make a great Bachelor.
Thank you so much. Look, I've had a lot of support. I really have. And my whole campaign was to have someone a bit multicultural, a little bit different. You know, it hasn't got the abs and hasn't got the... He's not 6'10", you know.
Aren't you a personal trainer though, Ness?
Yeah, but mate, I'm a personal trainer for retirees. You know, like I go to I'll go to your mother's house and help her out. You know what I mean? That's the personal training I like. I'm not the guy that, you know, the SAS sort of yell and scream and carry on. You know, but no, look, that's my whole campaign. But the people to behave like this, like, I can understand how it affects, like, if, like, I'm lucky I've got strong friends and I've got, I mean, you guys too, you know, and supporting.
Well, I was going to say, NASA, so we've had a few people contact the show that have seen the story that the Daily Mail did this week. And people, you know, people will always have an opinion about you, NASA. You know, half the audience think you're a flog, the other half love you to death. And I'm sure you're used to that. But we do love you, NASA, and we just wanted to say you shouldn't have to put up with that. So we just wanted to get you on and say, you know, we support you, you're a good guy, and, you know, people should give you a break.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think they should, and they should think that it is a lot of satire that I do. It's not like I don't troll people and go, "I want to kill you" or spit in your face or whatever.
No.
I would never do that. Like, you know, if I put a comment, and you've read my comments, if I put a comment, it's like, "Yeah, right, you know, that photo shoot was all set up, it's all bollocks, blah, blah, blah." But not really attack somebody personally and say, you know, this other comment, this woman said, "I want to put a bucket over, if he's on TV, I'm going to put a bucket over my head so every time I see him, I'm going to throw up."
Yeah, like, it's terrible.
Like, seriously. And these are women that are married with kids. So we're not talking, you know, like single people. These are like adults.
Yeah.
These are 40-plus people that have got families and got businesses and blah, 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 and behaving like this.
I know, it's sad.
How could you?
And, you know, we wonder why children, you know, are so bad bullying in the schoolyard. And it's just like, we'll take a look at the parents sometimes, you know. But on a 100%. More positive note, though, NASA, have you been approached by the team from The Bachelor? Like, what's going on there?
Well, I can tell you, I told your producer before. Now, I don't know whether, honest to God, to get excited or what, I don't know. But I did have a call yesterday from someone from Warner Brothers Casting. Now, this might not go further, I don't know, but they read the story and apparently it's been around, and someone's woken up and thought, you know what, this is not a bad idea. So I had a chat to someone yesterday for about 15 minutes. I'm going to chat with them again next week. And they said, look, we want to change the concept. You know, your story's come out. It's actually hit a nerve. with us. So look, I'm hoping and I pray, you know, that it does happen, because I truly believe I would be a good bachelor, down to earth, normal, you know, person that you could sort of see in the street and say hello.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to be like the people's bachelor. Do you know what
well,
I mean?
We think so too. NASA, you know, water off a duck's back, mate. You'll be right.
Don't worry
just
about it.
Just ignore it.
Yeah.
Good luck. Now, I will say, hopefully, NASA does become the bachelor, because I think that'd be really funny. But second of all, the offer still stands, because we wanted to hook NASA up with a Newcastle woman. So if you are listening right now and you've heard the human side of NASA right there, and you think, you know what, he's not as bad as people make him out to be.
He's a good guy.
Wouldn't mind a bit of NASA.
Give us a ring, 131009. We're going to set you up on a date with NASA.
Yeah. We'll sort it
We'll pay for everything, sort the dinner, sort the accommodation, whatever, if it gets that far.
Well, but yeah, nothing after that, though.
Yeah, 131009, if you want to date NASA, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it'd be good to get some newy girl and get NASA moved up here.
He's a nice guy, and he's got a very nice chest.
And
I
he's
think.
Got a good Vespa.
You know what? He plays himself down. I reckon he secretly got a good rig underneath those button-up shirts he
wears. Surely there's a topless photo of him somewhere.
Surely somewhere. He's got a nice smile. He goes to the dentist.
Yeah, he does
a very good teeth.
Very
takes
good
care
teeth.
Of himself. Well, 131009, we're doing last calls up next. Maybe you want to date Nass, or maybe you're not.
Have some words of support for him. Maybe you have some, you know, other opinions to share.
Yeah, we'll take them all. Anything you want to talk about on the show, we're doing last calls.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Hello.
Last calls.
Love that song.
That's right. This is where we chat to you about anything that you want at all. Really? 131009. Sort of like a little talk back segment at the end of the show.
I love this, guys. So we've got happened before, two Joes waiting on the line.
Let's
go to Joe number one. Hey, Joe.
How you going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Friday's the best day.
It is, isn't it? Oh, doesn't it feel good?
We love
it. Hey, what can we do for you?
Going back to when you said went out with dinner with Clevo and Emmy yesterday, and how they were eating off each other's plates. Hubby and I do that, and we go one further. I had a gastric sleeve a couple of years ago, and so a lot of places don't serve small meals, so Hubby will actually finish my meal as well, like not only just pick at it, but when I say I'm full, he just takes the plate and eats.
Does he do the thing where he like gives you his empty plate to make it less awkward?
Yep.
That's cool. That's so nice.
That's true love, Joe. That is.
It is.
I just... Do you ever get any weird looks, or is it just a couple thing? Maybe I'm the weird one here.
It's a couple thing, I reckon, Maddie.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, there you go.
One day, Maddie.
Maddie, when you're in love, the two of you.
Hey, what's on for the weekend, Joe? Anything special?
No, we've just spent the last couple of weeks moving and cleaning house, so it's just a rest weekend. I think a recovery.
Finally, you get a couple of days off, is what you're thinking.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, good stuff. Enjoy your weekend, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Love it when Joe calls.
Yes.
Yeah, another Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi.
G'day.
How are you?
I'm good.
What can we do for you? I believe that you're interested in our man, NASA.
I might be.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so tell us a bit about yourself. How long have you been single, first of all?
8 years.
Okay, so you're looking for love, or are you just looking for, you know, a short-time thing?
Well, yeah, I suppose I don't know what I'm looking for till I find it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's easy.
Open-minded, that's good.
All right, so how old are you, Joe?
Oh, roughly.
It doesn't matter. NASA's
52.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, 47.
Oh, that's totally fine.
That's perfect, probably. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I think finding love in your 40s is actually the perfect time to find love.
Really?
Because you've lived, you've gone through relationships, you know what you want out of life, and it's like, I'll make this happen.
You definitely know what you don't want.
Yeah. What kind of qualities do you look for in a man, Joe?
Someone that's kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody that's honest.
Well, NASA's definitely that. It'll tell you exactly what
he's
thinking.
Yeah, he doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
I like a straight shooter.
Well, that's him, yeah.
I like someone that can make me barely laugh.
He can do that.
I reckon he's pretty funny. If you've seen him on Instagram and stuff, he's a pretty loose unit.
Yeah, yeah, I have watched him on television, and my only concern was that if his house was cleaner than mine.
Well, I think it might be.
I think it might be, but we don't know what your house looks like.
Out of curiosity, have you been going on many dates? Like, when was your last date?
Oh, like a proper date? What do we call a date these days?
Well, going out to dinner, you know, sitting by, sharing goals, where do you see yourself in 5 years, sort of not.
That's a job interview.
Yeah, that was a job interview.
Well, isn't that what a date is as well?
Okay, so just, it's like probably a very long time. I can't remember, so there you go.
No, all right, well, look. What we'll do, Joe, we're gonna have a chat to NASA. Producer Jackson's got your details. We're gonna try and make this happen for you. If you're keen on him, let's make it happen.
I've got 3 pounds already.
Oh, that's really nice.
Sorry, there's nothing wrong with me. You can have a look at me on Facebook. It's Joe Amelia.
Okay.
Putting yourself out there.
Look.
Yeah, I am, because I'm a good snack. I'm a snack.
You're a snack.
You go, Joe. I love this.
I'm a snack.
Do you know what? Honestly, Joe, rather than NASA, we'll organise NASA. But
somebody.
A lot of people listening right now. We don't want any grubs to contact Joe. All right, we want a nice.
I've had all of them.
We want a nice man for Joe. Yeah. What are your details again, Joe? Just one more time for people to write them down.
For your
Facebook. Your
just
Facebook,
because you can always hit block on them or Instagram or something.
Oh, that's funny.
Joe Amelia, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
You might find a nice man from this, and that would make us very happy, Joe.
Yeah, we like playing Cupid and Cupidess on this show.
All right, well, Producer Jackson's got your details, Joe. Hopefully you get a nice man message you today
Radio. We might set them up on a date, NASA and Joe. It might be great.
Yeah. All right. Have a great weekend, Joe. Thanks for calling. Oh, yay! How exciting.
This is awesome.
Love is in the air.
105 minutes commercial free is kicking off next with Jackson.
Yes, it is.
Love is in the air.
Justin Bieber. Yeah, love is in the air. How cute's that?
I know. No. Do you know what? I don't think NASA's right for her.
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, who knows,
maybe not.
Though?
I don't know.
That says, I'm a snack,
yeah,
I reckon.
You're right.
Like, there might be a good match, actually. Like, that sort of cheeky self-confidence.
Do you know what? I'd love to be the waiter for that date. Just like hearing snippets of that.
I'm sure we could arrange that.
Oh, let's tee that up.
Absolutely.
Zed Alessia Cara for your Feel Good Friday tracks.
Good,
that is on the way. And also too. Oh my God, it's the Young Divas.
Ooh. What's that doing in here?
Who were in the Young Divas again? Was it Jess Mowboy, Ricky Lee, Kate DeRouge?
Yeah, and Emily Williams. Oh, because Ricky Lee left and Jess Mowboy replaced her.
Quite unexpected to be in our playlist. I like it.
Yeah, it's a Feel Good Friday track. Do you reckon Kate DeRouge is having a Feel Good Friday? I reckon she's probably a bit hungover, to be honest.
I've got to say, I had an interview with Kate DeRouge when I worked in, like, student radio.
This is your favourite interview story to tell.
Man,
this was like, you know what? She is fun.
Yeah?
Loose, but fun.
Okay, let's just leave it at that, shall we?
See you guys as only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you on Monday, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.